Now, you, at that time, you want
10 fish, 100 pounds.
That's right. To move from that to 10 to 15. And I chopped cotton for 25 cents. And then get one or two meals a day. That's dinner. Sometimes you may get breakfast or something like that, and you may get to dinner. Mm-hmm. Besides that, that was just it. They wasn't paying no more. And you might get, may get $25 or $50 for a bale of cotton. And then peanuts, they wasn't nothing. I know in the time that before they got these pickles and things, people didn't know hardly how to stack peanuts.
Really?
That's true. There's a man from I think from Kentucky come in, you know, and show the folks how to, you know, stack peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do a thing in the world more than this. Some things in put them around a pole or something and then wrap the peanuts around it and sold their stack. Then the men come in and show them and put them little flats on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, was your daddy born in this county?
Well, I don't know exactly where my daddy was born there.
Or your mama?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But you learned to read and write, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You got a good...
Well, you want me to tell you the truth, I wouldn't tell a word of lie.
Okay, I know
I got my education laying flat on my back, taking copies and reading newspapers.
Huh.
Now, at the time when I was going to school, I wanted to go to school, but I just be honest to tell the truth, and I wouldn't tell a word of lie. The teacher, what Paula said was our teacher. She was a sporty woman, and then she was a drinker. And then as we were raising up, one of the boys trusted me, and me and him had it, and she wanted to beat me for it, and I thought that was wrong.
Really?
Of course, I told her, she called it to me, he didn't call it to her. And after me and him settled, I thought that was suspicious. And so she whooped him and wanted to whoop me, and I wouldn't take it. And so she said, my people before me wasn't, I wasn't nothing, and my people before me wasn't nothing. And when she said that, I made a rake at her. But me and her are going to have it. And I'm 15 years old, and commissioner come. And he left it up in Charlotte with me and her, you know, to try to get it squished if he could. And so through that, my people was working hard trying to send me to get an education, and she wouldn't, you know, wouldn't recite no lesson or nothing, but I just grind just to being out there.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want the children to even play with me.
Hmm.
And so I come on, told my folks about it, and I told them if I do more service at home, and I was going to school. From then on, that's where I got my learning. I got to read newspapers and set in copies.
You read newspapers, set copies?
Yes, sir.